is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
UNESCO. Its charge at the United Nations is to secure World Heritage Sites and other important parts of the legacy of many people around the world. We begin with UNESCO's opinion of Jericho. You all remember that story from your childhood? The marching around the walls, the raising of the horns, and the walls fall down. Well, I welcome Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing most recently in the National Review Online about an alternative universe in which Jericho is not part of the Bible stories we had in Sunday school. Richard, a very good evening to you. The alternative universe, what is UNESCO making of Jericho these days? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. Well, according to UNESCO, in their latest addition to their World Heritage Sites in the world, the city of Jericho, as you just mentioned, that historic site from the Bible, actually wasn't in the Bible. There was no Joshua. There were no Jewish people around. This was a many thousand-year-old Palestinian site. That's what it was. This is the proof, the evidence, one more brick in the house that shows the Jews do not have any right to this land. They were never in this land. This was always Palestinian land. And so Jericho, one more of these bricks in addition to others in UNESCO's storied past in helping to delegitimize the case that Jews ever existed in this land and that they have any claim to this land based on their own history.
There is a pattern here, but we're establishing it on the basis of extremely important places to visit when you go to Israel. The next, UNESCO, which stands for United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, moves to the city of Hebron in a fashion that I would say, there must be a Palestinian word for chutzpah. We know the word chutzpah. In a demonstration of chutzpah, claiming this as a Palestinian city, I've visited the Tomb of the Patriarchs. I've walked the streets of Hebron, glass strewn from a Palestinian terror bombing. This is not a Palestinian city. Jews live right up the block from the Tomb of the Patriarch. The only people I saw on the two occasions I went to the city were Jews making a pilgrimage to visit those tomb sites. Does UNESCO know what I'm talking about, Richard? This is incredible.
Well, this was one of the last straws that led the former administration, the Trump administration, to finally pull all U.S. participation out of UNESCO. We haven't been funding it for years because they had already recognized a quote-unquote Palestine as a state during the Obama administration, and U.S. law for many years had restricted our funding, but we were still participating in it. And what had happened back in 2017 is UNESCO went ahead and decided that that Tomb of the Patriarchs you're talking about isn't Jewish at all. There's no Jewish link to the Tomb of the Patriarchs. That's another Palestinian site in a Palestinian city where no Jews have ever existed. And it's just mind-boggling. Who else would claim the Tomb of the Patriarchs? Abraham, Isaac, I mean, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca. I mean, it makes no sense. Of course, who wouldn't recognize this to be a Jewish holy site? Apparently, the United Nations. Why? Because there is a concerted effort to use UN agencies like UNESCO by the Palestinians, by detractors of Israel, by anti-Semites, to delegitimize Jewish history, to say that Jews weren't there.
There is a pattern here, and the pattern is in front of the Biden administration, but as Richard and his colleague Enya Crivine make their point in the National Review Online, the Biden administration is not listening and believes in engagement. How does that work to engage in people who are denying history, in fact, erasing history?
Well, this is not just UNESCO, as we know. There are several agencies where the Trump administration had pushed for reforms, did not see reforms coming, and we sort of went home with our chips. We pulled U.S. funding, we pulled U.S. participation. UNESCO was one of those. The other example of UNESCO anti-Semitism was also a past resolution where they recognize Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, only they won't call it the Temple Mount. Again, no Jewish linkage, no Jewish history there, only a Palestinian claim there. But in addition to UNESCO, you had the Human Rights Council, which we know is just dedicated to delegitimizing the state of Israel, right now continuing a commission of inquiry focused on castigating Israel. No end to its mandate, just churning out reports, working to basically indict Israel as an apartheid state. We had the World Health Organization, and most people have focused on the brokenness of that agency with respect to COVID-19 and China, which is all true, the lack of participation of Taiwan. But that's also an agency that pauses every year during its annual conference to simply condemn the state of Israel. You know, it's the thing to do in the United Nations agencies. And so early on in the Biden administration, looking at all the agencies where the Trump administration had either pulled U.S. funding or pulled out U.S. participation, the Human Rights Council, UNESCO, the WHO, others, they had a very different philosophy, an ideology that said, what are we doing away from the table? We can only fix this organization by being on the inside. We need to rejoin. We need to give our money. Only then will we be taken seriously to suggest reforms. Well, by the way, that was actually the reasoning during the Obama administration for rejoining things like the Human Rights Council originally. If we go back to the founding of the Human Rights Council in the 2000s, the Bush administration actually boycotted it from its inception. They said, this is a broken, flawed organization. It will castigate Israel. We're not going to be a part of it. The Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, said, you know what? We can only fix things if we have a seat at the table, if we put our cards on the table. And it didn't work. And so here we go. There's just this ideology of engagement for engagement's sake. We have to be at the cocktail party in New York or Geneva or Vienna or wherever the UN organization is. We have to be there and talk to other people. We have to at least give a speech, even if after that speech there's a vote that undermines U.S. interests and our allies, and we don't get anything for it. And so the promise was in 2021, we're going to go back into these agencies, we're going to refund these agencies, and they're going to suddenly do what we say because, you know, America's back, is what we heard from Joe Biden at the UN back in 2021. Well, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened at the UN Human Rights Council, which continues to work against Israel, that continues to whitewash Chinese human rights abuses. It hasn't worked at the World Health Organization, which continues to castigate Israel, block Taiwan's membership, do whatever Beijing wants, cover up the origins of COVID-19. And now, after lobbying for a year and a half to get Congress to make a law change that would allow the Biden administration to go back into UNESCO, claiming it was necessary to counter China at the UN, no reforms on their anti-Semitism, the Biden administration goes back into UNESCO this year, refunds UNESCO, and what do we get in return? This latest example we just talked about in Jericho.
We have a minute, Rich. Is there a court of appeals here? Is there any way to counter this obvious distortion of history?
Well, the court of appeals would be to withdraw U.S. support and recognition and legitimacy for an agency that tries to delegitimize Jewish history. The fact that we have gone back into UNESCO, we have refunded UNESCO, that we will continue handing checks over to UNESCO even after this decision, is in itself eviscerating any sort of court of appeals. The court of appeals is in public perception. We are the world superpower. If we endorse it, if we sit there, if we tolerate it, it becomes stronger, it becomes credible. If we say this is intolerable, it's unacceptable, we're not going to fund this, we're not going to participate in this, and we ask our allies to join us, it delegitimizes their own delegitimization process. And so ultimately, we have to speak with our money. It's taxpayer money, it's your money, and it shouldn't have to be handed over to an agency that perpetrates anti-Semitism on a daily basis.
Richard Goldberg, Senior Advisor at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Beck.